The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
I don't know how to say this, 'cause you're really my dearest friend. Jenny, darling, my best friend, but I've been doing bad things that you don't know about. I've been stealing your stuff.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. If you'd like to participate, you can give us a call at 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. So yesterday on Hump Day, we ended the show where a caller named Jenny had some choice words for me. And she called back again and left some voice messages that were not so flattering. And so we're going to play some of that. And I wonder if she knows what a narcissist is. A narcissist thinks everything is about them. Everything revolves around them. My dear, the name of she criticized the name of my show. And she completely doesn't understand what it means when someone says calling the kettle black, or the pot calling the kettle black. So, first of all, the show wasn't about you. If you notice, your clips came at the end of the show. So, the show wasn't about you, number one. Number two, the reason I named it that, and if you had listened to the show, you would have comprehended the reason why I named it that. I even said the reason I named it that. I said I named it that because I was saying Obama was talking about Trump lying, and Obama is a liar himself. So let me read a quick definition here of the pot calling the kettle black. I says, I quote, a situation in which one person criticizes another for a fault the person also has. Understand that? So an example would be, Sean called me a liar. That's the pot calling the kettle black. That means that he's also a liar. So I hope I taught you something today, Jenny. Unbelievable. She literally went on a tirade, and you'll hear the voice message, because she just completely butchered what I said. It's like a lot of Americans these days don't understand what words mean, and they say, they completely just say, oh, you're being racist, when they have no idea that what it means. It's just stupid. The stupidity of the public school system, I guess, with all the propaganda. But it's ridiculous that she said that. I just couldn't believe. I almost fell out of my chair when she said when she said that she wasn't calling me black. When I said, look who's calling the kettle black, she literally took it literal. That's what liberals do. They take everything literal. Literally. That's just ridiculous. It doesn't even mean anything like what she thought. It's, oh man. I just had to scratch my head like, wait a minute. What? Is she punking me? What is she talking about? Is she really saying that when I said, look who's calling the kettle black, she thought that some reason I was talking about her calling me black, and she said she wasn't calling me black? First, I am black. What do you think, I was being that's offensive if you did call me black? I don't understand. Wow. I tell you, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't understand. I typically like to start with the news, but I just have to play this little bit that I put together, a string of her voice messages that she left me that some of these voice messages were very inappropriate, so let's get this going.
You titled the segment Calling the Kettle Black. First of all, I'm not calling you black.
You're unbelievable.
What I'm trying to do is get a clarification on your stance on the things that you have made known. And that is not calling the kettle black. It is two sides of a coin, and I'm trying to find out what your side of the coin is, because I know the side of my coin. So, I think your title is incorrect. Thank you.
You're unbelievable.
Grow a pair.
She calls me baby, then she won't call me. Says she adores me, and then ignores me, yeah.
Mr. Mouth, sure, I'll call your show if you don't mind listening to me take a shit in the toilet, okay, and flush my toilet, if that's okay with you. All right, talk to you later.
So need I say any more about that? I think that was self-explanatory. And she's supposed to be calling in the show a little bit later. So for now, we're going to do some news, get some news in, see what's going on in the world this nice Thursday. Let's see what is going on. Man, she is a piece of work. Piece of work, I gotta tell you. I am not kidding. Wow. No manners at all. You're really going to leave a message like that on a show to tell someone that you're taking a crap? Wow, that's... And she didn't use the word crap. But that's horrible. That's just not ladylike at all, to put it lightly. Let's see, okay. Art gallery under fire for ISIS style. Trump beheading. And we talked about that yesterday. We talked about George Will on Hinge as well. Let's see, what else do we got here? A lot of these stories are nothing. It's just a repeat, come on. I don't want the same old stuff. Mexico's net government ways legalizing drugs. Maybe they should. Maybe they'll end the war on drugs out there, down there. Let's see. Bel Air Mansion deal to become America's most expensive. I don't care. Chicago could soon test... Okay. These seem like older stories. Let's see here. Let's see if I could update all. See if I get anything new going here. Nope. Nothing new here. I don't want yesterday's news. Come on. Okay, so let's find a different source, I guess. If you don't want to give me what I want, then I guess I gotta find a different source. Okay, close this out. Let's find a different source. I think I'm crazy. Just like me. Bless her soul. Bless her soul. Let's see. I'm just typing here. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Illegals register to vote in San Fran. Well, that's nothing new. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see here. How fair is this, Miss Jenny? Non-citizens legally register to vote in San Francisco schools election. You call this a this is stupid. High school students gathered to protest in opposition to Donald Trump presidential election victory outside the city hall. You guys gotta get over it. Get the hell over it. I'm sick of you idiots. San Francisco began registering non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, to register to vote Monday in November election for city school board. And this is what? This is America? No. San Francisco is what I call it. San Francisco. The move follows passage of 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18. Unbelievable. BS. It's pure BS. I'm freaking real. Are you kidding me? Yeah, look at this. Of course this would happen. Of course. California Supremes block measures to divide the state into three. Because they don't want the conservatives to control their own destiny. They want them to be held hostage. Unbelievable. Splitting up California. State Supreme Court takes initiative off ballot. This is unreal. Why do you think they took it off the ballot? There's a chance of it passing. This isn't right. This isn't right at all. Let the people do. Oh, okay. The state Supreme Court decided Wednesday that California will remain intact geographically, at least for now, while it decides whether the voters can consider a proposal to divide the Golden State into three new states. Oh, okay. I don't want to read it. It just angers me. Good thing I don't live in California. I'd be raised in hell. Quakes near Heathrow sparks fears of a big one. Zuckerberg defend rights of Facebook users to publish Holocaust denials. Are you kidding me? Oh man, this guy is sucky zucky. Okay. He's really, really annoying.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
So, sucky zucky. He defends the right for this, but he don't want to defend conservative rights. He kicks us off because we're not welcome on his site, apparently. Piece of crap, you. CEO explains decision not to censor conspiracy theories, but says the platform will try to reduce distribution of content. Sucky Zucky defended the rights of Facebook users to publish Holocaust denial posts, saying he didn't think that they'll intentionally getting it wrong in an interview on Wednesday. Sucky Zucky comments came the day that Facebook announced a new policy pledging to remove misinformation. So they're going to leave this misinformation. Oh, my. You know, I just want to punch him in the nose, like Robert De Niro said. He's a punk, a bum, a mook, a mutt, a piece of crap. That's what he is. He really just annoying. Can't stand the way how they treat us on conservatives on there. It's beyond me why we even stay on there. I'm using another social media network for personal stuff called Gab. They're conservative friendly. Not Facebook. I can't read this anymore. I'm just getting really angry. I just can't do it. I can't do it anymore. How to tell if you're talking to a bot? This is something that I want to know. I want to know, how do I tell if I'm talking to a bot? Don't you want to know when you're talking to a bot? I mean, I sort of know. Like when you're talking to a girl and she, after 5 minutes, I love you, marry me, honey. Yeah, it's a bot. How to tell if you're talking to a bot? The 5 best ways to detect fake social media accounts. Twitter recently took drastic actions as part of an effort to slow the spread of misinformation through its platform, shutting down more than 2 million automated accounts or bots. But Twitter shuttered only the most erroneous and obvious offenders. You can expect the tricksters to up their game, of course they will, when it comes to disguising a fake user or as a real one. It's important not to be swayed by fake accounts or waste your time arguing with them. It's true. And identifying bots in a Twitter thread has become a strange version of the Turing test, whatever that is. Accusing posters of being bots has become oddly satisfying way to insult their intelligence. I do that sometimes when these I get in an argument with some of these liberal idiots that were like, you're a bot or do you work for George Soros? But now I should be saying, do you work for Sucky Zucky? Because he's just as bad. Advances in machine learning hint at how bots could become more human-like. IBM researchers recently demonstrated a system capable of conjuring up a reasonable, coherent argument by mining text. And Google's Duplex software also shows how AI systems could learn to mimic the nuances of human conversation. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Bacon bad for mental health. I love bacon. I had bacon yesterday morning. It was good. It wasn't that good actually. I go to this gas station and they know that I like my bacon not too crispy and not too chewy. So what do? She burns it to a crisp. I was so angry. Whew, okay, I have to get out of my system. Wait until I see them again. I'm going to yell at her. How to tell? Okay, well, I read that already. I'm not going to read about the bacon being bad for my mental health. I'm still going to keep eating it. Pelosi suffers face spasm saying intelligence calls colleague by wrong name. She always does. I swear she has beginning stages of dementia, I think. I really do. Okay, let's see. Look at her face. She looks messed up. When the House Minority Leader attempted to say the word today, she suffered a face spasm, just one of several doing today's press conference with intelligent community Democrats. Let's see. Look at her face, Joe. Something wrong with her. While introducing her colleagues, Pelosi said, I'm very honored to stand before members of the House Intelligence Committee, suffering a face spasm. She repeated herself while reading from the notes cards. We also want to protect the mule, the integrity of the Mueller, integrity of the Mueller investigation, police said. She needs to go away. Attempting to praise one of her Democratic colleagues, she called him by the wrong name. Early on, the leadership of Congressman Eric Swalwell, she said, correcting herself. Moments later, she spoke unintentionally. So, blah, blah, blah. She needs to pack it in. That's bottom line. You shouldn't laugh at things like this because she really does need help. Comey urges voters to support Dems in the fall. Who cares? Rand Paul slams Brennan, most biased, bigoted director of CIA ever. I have to agree. I must agree. Let's see here. Come on, stop making me take this. I don't want to take this. Yes, President Trump is doing a good job. Stop it. Get out of my way. Paul said John Brennan started out his adulthood by voting for the Communist Party presidential candidate. He is now ending his career by showing himself to be the most biased, bigoted, over-the-top, hyperbolic sort of unhinged director of the CIA we have ever had. And really, it's an insult to everything about our government to have a former head of the CIA calling the president treasonous just because he doesn't like him. It's true. It is true. Okay. Zuckerberg. Acne after flying coach could be by design. Ache after flying coach could be by design. Okay, I don't care about it. Doctors, hospitals sue patients for negative social reviews. Well, if you're not doing a job, if it's true, how are you going to sue them? If they're telling the truth, it's stupid. Rapper who boasted of crimes on YouTube locked up. Evidence came out of your mouth. What an idiot. What a dummy. Air pollution in national parks as bad as large cities. Texas sets record for electricity uses. Now California to be world's youngest nation in vote of independence from France. Oh, did I say California? Caledonia. Whatever that is. Oh, Lord. Yes, I am overworked and tired. Overworked and tired. The EU slaps Google with a $5 billion fine. Good. This is keep it going. Kanye to visit North Korea. Oh, he falls following in Dennis Rodman's footsteps here. Let's see what's going on here. It's funny. Just as I said that, I click on the story. Who do I see? Dennis Rodman wants to bring Kanye West with him to North Korea. Talks friendship with Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman is inviting Kanye West with him on the next trip to North Korea. And it turns out the NBA legend has big plans to bring his fans with him too. You know, I don't do Instagram and stuff like that. My kids do it. I just know my agent called me and said, Dennis, Kanye West gave you a good shout out. I said, okay, great. He recalled exclusive. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. America's Got Talent beats MLB All-Star Game. I don't really care about that either. I'm just reading some headlines to see if it grabs my attention, then I read it. Do you guys do that too? You'll glance over the headlines. If it grabs your attention, then you will. Woman jailed for collecting seashells. What the heck? Boris said not too late to save Brexit in resignation speech. NBA stars take shot at new game. I don't care about them. Scientists develop world first melanoma blood test. Amazon valued at $900 billion. Hackers account for 90% of online retail login attempts. Wow, that means they're doing a lot of hacking. Lots of hacking there. Let's see what else is going on in the news here. NCAA football coach game under attack could bring down America. And I don't feel like reading anymore of this. Let's take a break.
I don't know how to say this. Jenny, darling, you're my best friend. But I've been doing bad things that you don't know about. I've been stealing your stuff.
The keyword phrase of the day is God is love. Text us now. 323-835-1123 or contact us at politicalbombshow.cf.
Hello.
This is Rayshawn with Political Bombshow. We got your messages and you wanted to clear some things up, so we're on the air now. So start with your first question, please.
My question to you is, how do you define pro-life?
And I did answer that the last time, but I'll answer it again. I said to me.
No, you didn't. Not to me, you didn't.
Okay, let's not, we can't interrupt each other. You have to let me finish first before you. I did, if you listen to my show, I did, but I'm going to say it again for you. Pro-life to me is when life begins at conception. It's about not killing a baby as far as an abortion go. Pro-life to you, what is pro-life to you?
To me, is not just, it's also no pro-war. And if you can support pro-war, right, and be anti-abortion, then you're not pro-life. Because when you go to war, innocent people die. American, innocent US American soldiers die. people in the other countries die. Innocent people that want nothing, absolutely nothing to do to harm our country. That to me is pro-life.
Okay, so pro-life, in the if you ask anyone what pro-life is, I don't think anyone will have that definition. But as far as war goes, do you know if it wasn't for war, this country wouldn't be free? We'd probably be a socialist country. Do you know that?
Okay, but that's the alternative. That's the primary word, free. Free. See, you being an anti-abortionist is not allowing a person to be free to make their own choices. You sitting there and people who protest outside abortion clinics, that's not free. That's not freedom. Freedom is where you are allowed to say what you want to say, be able to do what you need to do for whatever reason, not to have someone block your opinion. I mean, you say what you want to say, and that's okay, you know? So you say what you say. What right do the people that block abortion clinics have from preventing a woman to do that? Those people have no idea what a woman goes through psychologically after. So they're already being punished, and they're not getting punished once. They're getting punished over and over and over again. So people like that who do that are hypocrites. That's what it is to me. You know, I'm not pro-life. I'm not pro-choice. I am pro. It's not my decision. It isn't my decision to tell you how to think. It isn't my decision to tell a woman whether or not she should have abortion or she shouldn't have an abortion. The way that I feel is my own opinion. And everybody's entitled to that. And that to me is free and freedom. And war, when people die, when soldiers die, when innocent people who have nothing to do with whatever politics are run by the terrorists and or whatever, that's not pro-life. That isn't. Because innocent people die. Whether it's a child who gets aborted, whether it's a war. I mean, life is life. Life is about living. So.
Okay, you said a lot there, so I'm going to try to remember everything you said. As far as the people who stand in front of the clinic, you talked about freedom and everyone has the right to do what they want. So they're doing what they want to do. And I don't think that they actually block them from going in. I see them holding signs and they're not blocking anyone from getting an abortion. They're just holding up signs, having a peaceful demonstration. They're not blocking anyone as far as I've seen. As far as
do you think? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I thought you had stopped. Apologize.
What were you going to say?
How peaceful do you think it is for a woman who already has to make a very hard decision? How peaceful is it to her to see someone sit there and throw that sign up there, what you call a peaceful protest against that? How peaceful is that to the female? I mean, those people that protest, some of the men, have they ever had an abortion? Do they psychologically know how an abortion affects a woman who gets one? Do they? No. They protest it, and they don't understand that when a woman has an abortion, psychologically, it damages them.
Okay, but
so you have people protesting something that have no idea the effects of it. When a man who's protesting abortion has an abortion, then maybe he has the right to do that. But in my opinion, nobody understands the psychological effects on it, or the emotional effects, or the physical effects. They're making presumptions.
Okay, but you're assuming that there men are the only ones that do that. I've seen women do that as well. So you're assuming that only men protest women from getting abortions, where clearly it's both men and women that I've seen with my own eyes that does that.
No, I never said that women didn't. Okay. I was trying to make a point with the men because men can't have babies. Men don't have to decide whether or not they have abortions. I know women protest abortions. I do know that. But a woman's the one that gets pregnant. A woman has to make the choices on whether or not she has an abortion or doesn't have an abortion.
Okay, so you...
So that was my point in bringing up a man, is because a man can't facilitate birth. They can't facilitate going through pushing a baby out there, whatever's. A woman does. And women who protest against abortions have never had one. And they don't understand the psyche, that the psychological part of it, to the women that make these decisions. They absolutely have no idea. And so these women making these choices are being judged by people who have absolutely no idea about this topic.
So you support Planned Parenthood?
I don't support anything. I support pro, it's not my choice. I support it's their choice. It's your choice. That's what I support. I'm pro, it's your choice.
Okay, let me...
I'm pro, it's your decision. I can't make a decision for any other person. I can't make the choice for you to sit there and not feel the way you feel. I can't make the decision for President Trump to not say the things he says.
Okay, we'll get to that.
I can't do that.
We'll get to Trump later. Let's finish. Let's do one topic at a time.
So, I'm basically saying what I am. I'm pro, it's not my decision. And I use them as an example.
Okay, so do you feel that someone like myself who's against abortion should be forced to pay taxes towards Planned Parenthood that does abortions?
If you chose to live in this country, if you chose to be a working citizen, if you choose for yourself, you have to take the bad with the good, period.
So you're
there's good and bad. Everything. Okay, there's so, a good.
Okay, so your answer is yes, that you feel that I should pay for someone's abortion, even though I'm against it. My religion is against it, and I'm against it. You're saying I should be forced to pay for it.
There's good and bad in every decision you make. You choose to live in the USA, you're going to have to pay taxes. If you sit there and choose to be a productive part of society, you know what comes along with it. You know you're going to be paying taxes for instance, a house or a car payment or paying for car insurance. You're going to have to do those things. What the government does when they collect your taxes, that's uncontrollable. And if that's what they choose to support, then, you know, that's what they choose to do with your money. And, you know, you chose to be a productive part of society. You chose to be working, whether or not you're pro or anti-abortion, you know, you got to take the good, the bad and the good of it all.
So again, you're
plain and simple.
So again, you're saying yes, that you feel I should be forced against my religion to pay for abortions. Is that your answer on that?
You take the bad with the good. That's my answer.
Okay, but you're not. I'm looking for a yes or no. Are you? Do you agree that I should be forced to pay for something that
you're not
against my religion?
You're being forced to pay taxes.
Yes, taxes are.
And you're not the one deciding where it goes. The government does. So you basically are forced to pay taxes. If you don't like how your taxes are spent, then don't work. Have a job. Don't pay taxes. And then you don't have to worry about paying for people who have abortions.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I don't want to support paying for an abortion, I should just not work and be lazy and then have someone live off of the government. Is that your answer on that one?
I said what I said. If you don't like it, if you do not like how the government is spending the money, right? If all you can do is whine and complain because it's against your religion, then don't work, because then you don't have to worry about going against your religion. Okay. Because then you're not forced to pay taxes, and those taxes can't be used to pay for abortions that are distributed by the taxes that are collected. So if you don't work, you don't have to pay taxes, and then you're not being forced to support something that you're against.
Okay, but you won't give me a straight answer. So I want a straight answer. You're telling me that if I don't want to pay for something against my religion, I should therefore not work and not pay taxes and live off of the system. Is that your answer?
Sure enough, why not?
So yes, that's your, okay. I was just wondering what your answer was. Okay, let's move on to something else. Could you tell me something else that you didn't like that I said?
You act like Maxine Waters is the only politician that's ever created a riot. If I recall correctly, when I was watching the news, there were a lot of Trump supporters kicking up and creating riots too. Don't make the riots only one-sided. It's a bipartisan issue. It runs on both sides of the, whether you're a liberal or whether you're a conservative. Conservatives were throwing up and kicking up riots too. So don't play that card with me. Don't play the card that, oh, it's only on this side. Only Maxine Waters did it. No, President Trump did some of that too.
Okay.
And you know something? Some of the things he said are outrageous.
Okay, we'll talk about some of those things, but I just want to clarify this. Exactly what did President Trump say? Like, for instance, I could tell you Maxine Waters told her supporters to go out there and be disruptive and stop Trump administration. What did Trump say specifically?
What? How do you think people feel when, listen, you asked me what he said.
Okay, I'm listening.
What do you think when you sit there and you classify Mexicans as if they're all one, they're all act the same way as rapists? How does that affect people? That's supposed to be a happy thought.
Okay, I gotta stop.
That's supposed to be okay. There are people that's supposed to be okay with. So where does it stop after Mexicans? Okay, What else did he say?
I have to interrupt you because that is not accurate. That's inaccurate. He did not say all Mexicans were like that. He said that Mexicans. He didn't say all Mexicans were like that. And I have the soundbite that I'll play later in my show. But he said that they were sending their bad people over here. He didn't say he didn't say all Mexicans were rapists and whatever else he said. You're misstating what he said. He did not say that. So what else?
He said Mexicans. He didn't say the word all, but he did say Mexicans. Right. And that's a classification of a complete whole. Whether or not you say all or not, he said Mexicans are rapists. He didn't use the word all, but he did say Mexicans were rapists.
Okay, but some of them are rapists. And I'll play some sound bites of some of these Mexicans raping our American citizens.
But what I'm saying is they're not all like that. And when he made that statement, he basically put them in all in one component as if they all are. Whether or not he said the word all, he said Mexicans are rapists. And that means that's not like set like me. If that's the case and I felt that way, I would say there's good and bad in everything. There's good and bad in every ethnicity. There's good and bad in every nationality. There is good and bad in every religion. It doesn't matter. There's good and bad in everything. There's good and bad in everything. But he classified it when he said Mexicans are rapists. He did not separate good Mexicans from bad Mexicans. He basically just clumped them up all together into one big group. Again, and that's not appropriate.
I'm going to strongly disagree. And like I said, later in the show, I will be playing sound bites and you can hear what he said for himself. So is that the only... So you're saying because of that, he caused his supporters to riot?
There were a lot of things he said. There were so many things. How can I keep count?
Okay, just give me a couple of them. Anything that comes out of the top of your mind.
Nothing really at this moment, because I really don't like to think about him.
Okay.
Because I don't like a lot of what he says.
Okay, you said he was.
What about? Do you remember the Khan family, the people that lost their son fighting for this country, and the negative things he said, or is it really adult like to be calling Maxine Waters, what was it he called her, a negative name?
She does have that's
a representation of an adult.
She has a low IQ. She's an ma'am. She has a low IQ. She's an idiot.
Don't call me ma'am. I don't like ma'am. I really don't.
Okay, what do you like, Jenny? What do you like, your name, or I don't know what you like. What do you want me to call you?
Not ma'am.
She does have a low IQ. Again, in this, I'm gonna play some sound bites of how idiotic she sounds and the stupid things she says.
If she's that stupid, she wouldn't be a representative now, would she?
Yes, because representative, well, you know,
right? She's not that stupid.
Okay, let me.
Stupid people don't make it that far.
Let me respond to what you said. I could absolutely tell you why she got that far. The Americans, most Americans who are in public school, they're being propagandized. So therefore, they're not learning anything. They're being told to do certain things. Other people who vote for idiots like her, for instance, they're not working. They're in the system, and they know that the Democrats are giving them money. They're getting a free ride. So if I'm not working and someone's saying they're going to give me free money, I'm going to vote for the person that's going to give me free money. I don't care if she's an idiot or not. So she's a fool.
Really?
There's no if or buts about it. She's a fool. So
you want to know something, Mr. Dog?
No,
let me tell you something.
It's Rayshawn.
Oh, go ahead.
Rayshawn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Rayshawn. Okay. You want to know what I got in the mail not too long ago? It's from the Republicans. From the Faith and Freedom Coalition. They were sitting there asking me for money, not the Democrats, for the midterm elections. I didn't get anything from the Democrats asking for a donation. I did not get anything. But the Republicans say, if I don't vote for Trump, then I'm anti-Christian. Well, let me tell you something. The Christ that I serve, the Christ that I believe in, is a lover, not a hater. When you talk about religion, and if you use the Bible, you don't just take the beginning, you take it all. And when Christ was there and dictating biblical scriptures, right, he wrote in the sand, the first one of you who has not sinned, cast the first stone. And that was for a hooker. Okay. So you can't just sit there and take one part of the Bible and not take the rest. It's all one book. So as far as I go, and I'm a Christian, I am a Christian. I'm not a Christian who sits there and goes and say, hey, I need money because I want this Republican voted for. I don't sit there and have my hand out and then sit there and say, well, you're not a Christian if you don't support Trump, or that it's going to get rid of Christianity. I'll tell you about the Democrats. What the Democrats believe in is it's not their decision to choose for you, for my brother, for me, for my neighbor, for my son, for my daughter, for lesbians, for gays, for women, for men. That's what the Democrats don't do. You're voting for a person who wants to choose your decisions for you. That doesn't mean that makes us not a free country. When you have somebody who wants to tell you what to do. And as far as the people that got released from North Korea, it didn't just start with Trump. There had to be making before Trump entered there, whether it was representatives before him, but he's not the one that did
Please
it
tell
all.
Me who did. Tell me who. So I could look at.
I wouldn't know because I don't know all the staff members, but I know that he's a crooked person.
I want to look it up. I want to know who. Who are you talking about?
Huh?
Who did this?
I don't know. He has such a big turnout rate. What president do you know has such a big turnout rate like Trump? How many people has he fired? How many people have quit? Right? So obviously he isn't that great of a president if he's had such a big turnout rate.
Really? So
for firing and for people who left.
Okay, so
I mean, really,
the state that I
doesn't that say something about his character.
Listen, he's a businessman. You got to remember, he's not a politician. Number one, he's a businessman, and as a businessman, if he hired someone and they're not getting the job done, he's going to kick them out of there and get someone that's going to get the job done. You got to remember, this is a businessman we're talking about. We're not talking about a politician. We're talking about a businessman. So he does things. He looks at things as if it's a business. He said he was going to do that. So as a businessman, he's looking at the administration, and if someone is not doing their job, he's going to get them out of there. And I say, why not? Why would you want someone who don't know what the hell they're doing? Why would I want them to stay there? That's why I think he does.
First of all, the United States is not a business. The United States is a country, and it's more than a composition of business like trade. It's about the national security. It's about taxes. It's about freedom. It's about helping aid to our country and to our fellow brothers and sisters across the world. That's what it's about. It's not just about business. It's not about trade here and trade there. It's about how do we keep our soldiers safe in this country? When should we pull out our soldiers from that country? What should we do with this country? That's not business. That is national. That is communication.
Okay, so what?
So as far as that, a business person should have never been put into place. He knows nothing, absolutely nothing. I wouldn't say you need to know everything about every part of the presidency, but he has no knowledge of how the system works. He has walked over Congress. He has walked over the Senate. He has bypassed how they allowed him to pass a no-fly zone on the Muslim countries is beyond me, because now you're basically saying all Muslims are going to terrorize America.
Wrong.
And that's not
wrong.
That is
no,
not
this is-
when you put on Muslim countries. That is what you're saying. You're saying, oh, all Muslims are going to come here and they're going to blow off, you know, attack our planes and set bombs everywhere. I have met plenty of Muslims who are very kind, caring people,
okay, but,
and who do not.
Okay, your characterization is completely off base. Number one, it's not. Did you even read or look at the ban?
Did you look? That's why.
Okay,
you're
let me finish. Let me finish, please, ma'am. I mean, let me finish. He put the ban is not on all Muslim countries. That's number one. Number two, if you're talking about stepping over Congress, unfortunately, I don't think you were alive when Barack Hussein Obama was in the House, because you had to have known he's passed plenty more executive orders than this president ever had. So.
Is he serious?
Are you really alive? What are you alive in the United States of America, or are you living in the North Korea or a socialist country? Because obviously you must watch CNN. Are you a CNN lady? Do you watch CNN? Because it seems like you're.
I don't watch the news. Ask my brother to tell you. Hey, he sent you a text.
Do you what where?
Tell you, I don't watch CNN. I don't care about because every time I turn around, there's something I see that I don't like.
Where do you get your news source? Is what I want to know. You have to get it from somewhere. Where do you get your news source?
I try to do it on a neutral.
Okay, but okay,
which is
kind of again, see, you're dodging.
I don't watch CNN. My brother watches Fox.
I want to know. I don't know. I don't want to know what you don't watch. I want to know what your source is, so I could get it.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
Oh, I see. So some of these are what we call the FNN. That's fake news networks. This is what you... Okay, now it's understandable. Now I'm getting the clear picture. Okay, what else?
You're going to tell me that all three of them are all fake?
I didn't say they were all fake. They were all fake, but I have an understanding of your... See, I don't watch Fox, I don't watch just just CNN, or I watch everything, I read everything, and I come to a logical conclusion. You seem like you. It seems like you're watching these.
What about his tweets? I see his tweets.
What about his tweet? Okay, let me tell you about his tweets. Let me explain to you why he has to tweet like this. No president in the history of America has ever had the media attack him 24 hours a day, and they don't put anything that he does positive on the network. So what does he do? He go around them and he tweets to us, the American people. He has no choice. Bullshit. Don't give me this bullshit stuff. And could you stop interrupting me, please? I'm trying to have a civil conversation, but I can yell and scream as well. So let me finish here. So could you please shut up and listen? Liberals don't like to listen to anything. They just talk and flap their gums. I need you to be quiet and let me. This is called Political Bombs, so starring Rayshawn Blyden. It's not starring you. So you're gonna either have a civil conversation, or we're gonna end the conversation. That's just how it's going to go.
Wow.
So as I was saying, he tweets because he has to go around the media. That's why he has to tweet. What else do you have?
Wow. Really? That's how you think about it?
What else do you have?
First of all, I don't even care. I don't want the show to be about me. But you know something? You're very narrow-minded. You're very closed-minded. And let me tell you something. I have been racially profiled. I have been made fun of. I have lived through hell and back. And that is where I take my knowledge from, experiencing it. So, yeah, I've been called all kinds of racial names from childhood to my adulthood. I've been through hell and back. And you know something? That's what makes me against a lot of the things he said. Whether or not he said all this or if he said that, if there's something negative in there, yeah, I'm not going to like it because I've been through it. I've had people like him attack me. I have had people like him call me names. Okay. I have been there. So you know what? I have a compassion. I have a compassion for people because I have been through hell and back, and I am an American. I was born in this country. Okay. I was born in this country. And my feeling is this. If he's going to sit there and do this, at what point does it end?
What is he doing?
At what point does he
treat people? What is he doing?
Well, I guess she couldn't take the heat and hung up. I was trying to get to the bottom of why she said that people like President Trump did things to her like that. What was she talking about? She apparently just decided to hang up. So, Jenny gone wild. Jenny. Wow. What a call. Wow. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. Does anyone have any comments on what Jenny had to say? Certainly you guys are more than welcome to call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf and let us know what you think. Do you think we should have Jenny as a guest again if she apologizes? Do you think we should say no? Hell no, we won't go. What do you think, folks? What do you think? I don't know. But anyway, that was Jenny. Typical liberal. Okay, let's get back to some sex. I'm sorry. Let's get back to some news. It's just I was reading a story here, and I saw the word sex in there. It says men promise anonymous sex. They wound up on a porn site instead. Huh. Interesting. How does that happen? Let's read this. Why is things like this is always... in Florida. This is in the Miami Herald. This story popped up. Let's see here. These men were promised anonymous sex. They wound up on a porn site instead. The men thought they were going to the South Miami Dade House for a casual and tryst with a bored housewife. Oh man. Once there, the men agreed to be blindfolded. That was your mistake right there, idiots. What if they had blindfolded you and next thing you know, a man-made woman with a penis came out and anyway. And for sex acts to be performed on them. What the victim did not know, federal agents say, is that the supposed housewives was a cross-dressing man named Brian. See, what did I say? And he was uploading videos to a porn website and charging users to view them. Wow. Federal agents late Tuesday arrested him. He was 33 years old, of Homestead, and charged him with 5 charges related to the operation of straight boys, I guess straight B-O-Y-Z, which promised gay men videos of real straight men being conned into accepting sex acts, all while blindfolded or wearing blacked out goggles. See, that's why I would never do anything like that. I don't care. I've heard too many stories about, what do you call it, switch bait or bait switch, or, you know, basically you blindfold and you think that you're with a woman, but they switch off with a man. That, for those type of reasons, I'm just not going to ever fall victim to some stupid thing like that. Unless someone drugged me and I'm completely knocked out. Yeah, no, that's not happening. And it featured at least 600 videos. So 600... A lot of guys got tricked, is what this sounds like. Although the website is no longer operational, many of the videos are still viewable on adult websites. Agents are still trying to figure out how many of the people depicted on the site may be victims, never knowing their rendezvous were being recorded and uploaded to the web. Wow. According to law enforcement document obtained by the Miami Herald, agents believe he has a long name, Denumoster, posted as a real heterosexual female and posted ads on Craigslist seeking flings at her house. That's just so deceptive. Really deceptive. Cops say man steals date's car to use for another date. Oh my goodness, this is too much. This is too much. Really? Are you kidding me? And of course, why had to be a black guy that did this? I'm seeing this. It's a black guy. Really, really, guy? You really, really did this? You call him the killer black? I'm making fun of Jenny. Jenny thought calling the killer black was... So, what did she thought it meant? Because she said, I didn't say you were black. What did she think it actually meant? It's silly. Anyway, back to this. A man was arrested after police said he stole a car from a girl he was talking on a date, according to the arrest affidavit. Kelton Griffin went over to the victim's house to go on a date. Police said Griffin asked to drive her car because she did not know where he wanted to take her. She argued, she agreed, and the two switched seats. The suspect drove to the gas station and asked the woman to go inside and pick up some cigarettes. After she entered the business, Griffin drove off in the car. Wow. That's too much. Too much. Wow. Tied up, beaten, head shave, hot sauce, smear in genitals. Ouchies. What's with all, every story seems to be relating with sex these days. What is going on here? All right, now let's see. Let's see, wife ties up. Oh. Come on. Wife ties up husband's mistress. Smears, okay, now it makes sense. She's angry. A woman scorned. She ties up the husband's mistress, smears hot chili sauce in her vagina, and shaves her head. Oh, man, what? That's rough. This happened in the Netherlands. Oh, man. That's, wow. Okay, let's try to find a story other than a sex one. But they're so interesting. I don't see much more. Before I end the show, I did promise that I was, when I was debating Miss Jenny there, I said I was gonna play the clip where what Trump said about the Mexicans and play crazy Auntie Maxine clips. So let's get that in there before we end the show today. Let's do that.
Congressman, we're just, in case you can't see, showing video of you standing on the aisle and shaking a number of presidents' hands over the years, both Republicans and Democrats. So my final question to you, Congressman Engel.
No, you have not. Excuse me.
She's talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had been talking to me about standing on the aisle and shaking hands.
No, I'm sorry, Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Yes,
I'm talking
okay.
to Congressman Engel, who has
okay.
stood there and we've shown over the years.
Okay.
I'm sorry
Thank
about
you.
That for the confusion.
Sure. He is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Our millennials are a force. I recognize it, and I was the millennial once. No longer, of course, I was the millennial once.
I do not wish to debate. I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter
there
of rejection?
No debate. There is no debate. The gentlewoman will suspend. There
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
Yeah, but here's what I've said.
My greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment.
Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Build the wall! Build the wall! I come from a land that's down below to the USA from Mexico. Ignoring all your laws, we'll drive without insurance. On welfare rewards, I am relying. America, I am calling.
just got 10 feet taller.
Hombres here, and we're gonna get them out.
No taxes from our jobs. The money we're accruing. Instead of ATMs, we send it home with Western Union.
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
So, there you have it. I'm certain I didn't hear him say, "All Mexicans are rapists and blah, blah, blah." So, and as far as Maxine Waters goes, yeah. She does have a low IQ, like I told you. Very low. It's not name called, and it's a fact. Did you listen to what the woman said? She is a dunce beyond dunce. Duncey Dunce. Duncey Maxi Pad Waters. What a Duncey Dunce, you. Duncey Dunce Maxi Pad. Duncey Dunce Maxi Pad. But it's true. I am not making these things up. These things are very true. So, shall we do a little bit of news? More news, or... I don't know. I think I will take off. Because, I mean, arguing with a liberal is very tiresome. It literally burnt me out. I was dying. It sucked all of my energy out of me. Because she would not give me full answers. She says, "Okay, so you don't want to pay taxes for Planned Parenthood because your religion and you're against abortion. So, you know what? Don't work then." If that isn't the most idiotic, stupid thing I've ever heard, you're telling me that because I don't want my tax dollars to be spent because it's something that's against my religion, I need to stop working and then make someone, you know, have someone pay for me. I should have asked her if she works. That was the question I should have asked. Because maybe she doesn't work. Maybe that's why she's looking at things in this way. I mean, we found out her news source. So when she brought up that question to me, I should have absolutely asked her. I don't know why I didn't think of it. I should have asked her, "Do you work, ma'am?" Because the way how you're talking, how you're telling me if I don't want to pay the taxes, I should stop working, it sounds like you don't work. Then I would have ripped into her if she told me that she didn't work and she wants to be on the system. And she, especially if she has the capacity to work and you're not injured and you're not trying to find work, yeah, I don't like that. I don't want to support you that, you know, just because you want to be lazy and don't want to work. I couldn't believe, I mean, that she tried to tell me that it's okay if you don't want to pay the taxes, just stop working. Really? I'm a hard worker. I've been a hard worker since I was a child. It's been instilled in me to be a hard worker. It wasn't instilled in me to be a lazy slob to stay at home and do nothing all day. You think that's what I would be happy doing? Saying, "Oh, well, you don't want to pay the abortion tax, so maybe you should sit at home." No, maybe they shouldn't charge us the taxes for things like that. No, I couldn't believe that. I can't even remember half of the other idiotic things that she opined on. And she wouldn't answer me. It was frustrating. And I'm like, don't make a statement like that. And then when I try to pin you down on your answer, you don't want to answer me. So how serious could you take someone if they won't answer simple questions? You said this. Is that the way you feel? Crickets. Cricket, cricket, cricket. You can't hear anything. Hello? And then she just danced around it. Yeah, she could be a Democrat politician. Anyway, I say all that to say that it was a very long, stressful show. And that's why I'm going to have to leave it here and end it a little early, because I am wiped out. I am literally wiped out. I could see why Rush Limbaugh says, "You can't pick an argument with a fool, you'll never win." It is true. It is very true. So, yeah, let's end it here. Before I end it, I'm going to probably play another stupid soundbite from the person who says, "Don't work if you don't want to pay taxes." I can't believe that. If you don't want to pay taxes, don't work. That should be a liberal bumper sticker. If you don't want to pay taxes, don't work. What a jerk. What a jerky thing to say. Jerky, jerky thing to say. I'm done. I'm done.
Here's a guarantee that I've made. If you have insurance that you like, then you will be able to keep that insurance. If you've got a doctor that you like, you will be able to keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
It's a very simple declarative statement that was said over and over again. But now, in fact, for about 15 million Americans who have individual health insurance, that's not true.
CBS News confirms more than 2 million Americans have been told they cannot renew their current health insurance policies.
We said from the start that it was going to be important for us to be consistent in saying to people, if you can have your... You want to keep the health insurance you got, you can keep it. That you're not going to have anybody getting in between you and your doctor in your decision making. And I think that some of the provisions that got snuck in might have violated that pledge. So if you're getting one of these letters, just shop around in the new marketplace. That's what it's for.
There you go again.
You liar!
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people is gone. Political bomb, so corrupt people is gone.